This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Ultieri. Bucharest, Romania, was the scene on Saturday of the beatification of Vladimir Ghica, a convert to Catholicism who was martyred by his country's communist government in 1954. Born at the late 19th century into an illustrious family of princely nobility, the young Vladimir studied political science in Paris and philosophy in Rome, at the institution that would become the Pontifical University of St. Thomas Aquinas, the Angelicum. He converted to Catholicism in 1902 and dedicated himself to doing works of charity while discerning a vocation to the priesthood. He served as a diplomat for several years, including those of the First World War. In 1923, he was ordained to the priesthood. Returned to Romania when the Second World War broke out, he refused to leave despite the danger of Allied bombing. When the communists seized power in Romania, he again refused to leave. He was arrested in 1952 and charged with high treason because he refused to forswear loyalty to Rome and recognize the schismatic church the communist government was working to establish. After years of maltreatment, he died in prison on May 16, 1954. Listen to our interview with the spokesman for the Archdiocese of Bucharest, which is sponsoring Blessed Vladimir Ghica's cause, Father Francisc Dobos, who spoke with Christopher Wells.
For the local church here in Romania, the new blessed for Monsignor Ghica, it's a gift for the local church, but also especially because He was from a noble family here in Romania. He was Thais Orthodox, but later he became a Catholic. After around when he was 50 years old, he became a Catholic priest. And for us, it's a very important figure and very important. Testimony of the faith during the communist time in Romania. He decided to remain in Romania. Even he was a priest for the Archdiocese of Paris in France, but he decided to remain here in Romania to stay close to the poor, to the church who was starting to suffer because of the communists. And after that, he died in prison.
And so he will be honored as a martyr.
Exactly. He will be honored as a martyr of the faith for us. And it's important not only for the Catholic Church in Romania. Even it's important for the Latin Church and also the Oriental Greek Catholic Church, because at the time the Monsignor Ghica, he was the only one to have the permission to celebrate in both rites, in Latin and Oriental, Greek Catholic rites at the time.
Blessed Vladimir Ghica died in, I believe it was 1952, so this is still within the lifetime of people who would have known him.
It was exactly 16th of May 1954. In 52, he was arrested. And after two years of terrific interrogatories in the prison, and he suffered a lot because of the suffering in the prison, he died.
When the Catholic Church beatifies someone, it's certainly an invitation to look to that person as a model and as an inspiration. What message can we take from the life of Blessed Ghica?
Well, it's very important. He was also considered as a missionary, as an apostle of the modern time, because he traveled a lot. He was at many Eucharistic congresses in the world at the time, in Sydney, Manila, Buenos Aires, and Budapest in Hungary. He traveled at the time in Japan, and everywhere, his figure, his image as a man of faith was this one. He was explains to us also through his writings that it's possible to be saint, being from a noble family, to be close to the poor, and to be a very high level of culture, and to be close to everyone who needs Christ, and to tell them that through the suffering it's possible to build or to live the resurrection.